Well, we've claimed him as one of our own for many years now, and on the live line with us this morning is Levi Leipheimer. One of his grand passions takes place tomorrow. Good morning, Levi.
Morning. Thanks
nice
for having
me. Nice to have you with us this morning. The Grand Fondo has really been a passion project for you for some time, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Ever since I thought of it back in 2009, it's been the biggest part of my life, and it's been, you know, a very proud undertaking for myself and a lot of others here, including, you know, folks at Bike Monkey and everybody who has a hand in putting on the Grand Fondo.
Levi, legend has it that you drove 1,000 miles from Montana right to Sonoma County. You took one ride on your bike and said you're never leaving Santa Rosa because of the amazing rides that you could have.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I'm glad that you have heard that story because it means a lot to me. Yeah, I came here from Montana. I was a professional cyclist. I was looking for the perfect place to live while training and traveling as being a professional cyclist. And, yeah, that became Sonoma County. So,
well, we're happy to have you, and we continue to be happy to have you. Of course, there was a blip in your professional cycling career with a lot of the scandal that went on about bike riders and doping and that sort of thing, and you retired from the professional circuit. And one of the ways that it sounds like, Levi, that you've come back with your life and obviously with your passion is because of the charitable aspects of this particular race. Tell us about those.
Yeah, ever since the beginning, we raise money for organizations that serve at-risk youth in the community. In the beginning, it was the Forget Me Not Farm, which is a therapy farm for at-risk kids out in Sebastopol.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the back of the Humane Society, and these kids they've had they haven't had the opportunity or the luck that most of us have had in life, and you know they live in group homes or foster homes. And they get to go to these organizations like the Forget Me Not Farm, BRAD, which is a local organization that takes these kids mountain biking and rock climbing and hiking, and gives them the experience that a lot of us, you know, most here in the world have had. So they're really, really great organizations. They're doing super good work. They're laser focused. The money we give them is very effective in changing these kids' lives. So, you know, it's been 9 years now, and we've raised over $2.5 million for these organizations.
Wow.
Just last night we had the Festa fundraising dinner,
mm-hmm.
and we raised almost $90,000 last night. So it's been great.
It very really impressive.
I'm super proud of it.
Levi, you're this great example. I mean, you're not a big dude. You're like 5'7", like 130 pounds. But I think you proved the point that if you jump on that bike and you work hard, you can really accomplish whatever you want, like winning a stage of the Tour de France.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you really love something enough and you're willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to, you know, pursue your dreams, then, yeah, you can do whatever you want. I guess I'm proof of that.
Well, I'll tell you, just personally, Levi, that Larry and I have looked at photographs of some of the cyclists during and after the Tour de France and what happens to their bodies as a result of that. And we don't envy you that part.
Well, what? You know, I still ride my bike a lot today just so I can eat what I want.
Yeah.
I can eat as much as I want or whatever I want. So,
hey, wait, real quickly, before you go. What happens if you're like in the Tour de France and you got to use the restroom and you're like in the peloton? What do you do?
Well, it depends. Most of the time you can just do it right on the bike as you're rolling.
Whoa.
Sometimes it's a little more serious, and so you better find some bushes
or
something to dart into.
Pit stop. Well, it's, you know, just one of the many challenges that you've faced over many years.
Yeah.
Well, again, we're happy to claim you as our own, and congratulations in advance for the 9th annual Grand Fondo taking place tomorrow. Nice going, Levi.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
All right. Good morning to you. That is Levi Leipheimer, the founder and still El Presidente of the Grand Fondo race coming up tomorrow. About 7,500 cyclists taking part in that event tomorrow.